Good evening. How are you? We're the Cardinals, and we're very happy to be here with you.
Monster.
Hey, thanks.
Take me back, back to your place. I try not to bother you, I promise. 'Cause it's cold in here, and I wish it was hot. The sink's broke, it's leaking from the faucet. I'm fractured. If I could, I'd treat you like you wanted me to, honest. I'm fractured from the fall. Didn't want to go home. I'm fractured from the fall.
With everything changing, how am I to know how
Thank you very much. Dancing where the stars go blue, dancing where the evening fell, dancing in your wooden shoes, in a wedding gown, dancing out on 7th Street, dancing through the underground, dancing little marionette, are you happy now?
Where do you go when you're alone? you.
When we play live, there's a couple of pregnant pauses that happen, but that's usually because we're tuning the instruments and stuff. But as the show goes on and I have more Diet Coke and we get comfortable, really amazing jokes happen. Most people just come to hear the jokes. I do. So, yeah. That was dialogue. It counts.
New Haven.
Yo. Get it.
Thank you.
John, you hear that guy? He said, turn up the pedal steel.
I didn't hear him.
I was
we got you, man.
Yay.
Yeah, we're reading you loud and clear, dude.
That's us. That's us.
It's a good thing I forgot my name tag.
Is that trucker speak?
10-4.
10-4, buddy.
Trucker speak. Trucker speak, not trucker speed.
He went to both Starbucks. I did too, though, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, and?
No, 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 don't feed the bears.
Oh, okay.
Did you say KFC? Wait a minute, man.
Yeah, so we're the Cardinals, and yeah. And you know, we're really stoked that everybody came out to see the jams tonight. And just in case there's anybody new here, we're just going to introduce ourselves. On pedal steel guitar over there, and also a fashion icon, Mr. John Graybaugh.
It's the least I can do.
And on electric guitar, playing his special electric guitar called Sparrow Myth, and also badass songwriter, wicked guitar player, and super cool guy, Mr. Neil Casale. And all the way from outer space, playing the bass. Chris Feinstein, Space Wolf.
Hell yeah.
You know who. Up on the bass from outer space, Space Wolf. Playing the bass from outer space. Space Wolf. Space Wolf playing the bass. Space Wolf playing the bass. And on the drums from Tennessee, Tennessee Lightning, all snap. B, Brad Pemberton. Brad Pemberton, Brad Pemberton, Brad Pemberton, play the drum. Okay, so that's we're the Cardinals, and now we're going to go back to your regular scheduled rock concert.
Let's not forget R.A. and the red boots over there.
today was gonna be the day they were gonna bring me back to you. By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. Backbeat, the word is on the street, the fire in your heart is out. I'm sure you've heard it all before and you never really had a doubt. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. In all the roads we have to walk, and all the lights that lead the way are blinding. And there are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Set me up. You're gonna be the one saying. After all, you're my wonderful. Today was gonna be the day, but they'll never give it back to you. By now, you should have somehow. I don't believe that anybody feels the way I do about you now. And all the roads we have to walk winding, and all the lights lead the way are blinding. And there are many things like to say to you, but I don't know how. Set me free. You're gonna be the one who saves me. You're gonna be the one that saves me. And after. We'll be right back.
Thank you. just have to believe. There's nothing I can do, 'cause you're so far from me now. If I look back,
Mr. Neil Casal. Oh, snap. Picking on me. something about you that reminds me of all those times when I wasn't sorry, when I wasn't blue, the cherry moon had shone down on us. Under the stars shining down, everyone for you. If I could count them all, I would circle the moon and count them back from nothing till it got to you. 'Cause something in you dies when it's over. Everybody cries sometimes. If loving you's a dream that's not worth having, then why do I dream? Used to be the house that you lived in down on Meadow Lake Street. Then you moved. They cut down the maple tree that I carved your name into. The tree became a bone. I christened it your name. And when the water turned to salt from your tears, it hit the bottom of the ocean where I go. When I hear your name and I sink like a stone, 'cause something in you dies when it's over. Everybody cries sometimes. Loving you's a dream that's not worth having. And why do you dream of me? Why do you dream of me? I feel like a dream. It's not worth having, like a nervous joke. Ain't nobody laughing, nobody's laughing, 'cause they don't know what they want. Tiny like the sand in the cracks of a driftwood, washed up on the floor of an ocean of you. Boats out on the horizon, made out on the maple tree. We used to lie down on Meadow Lake Street, counting the stars.
You'd be coming back again. All along you told me you would always be my friend. All along you knew where you could find me. this far and to think that we never that close at all. Never that close at all. Never that close at all. It feels just like a dream now. I was only trying to hide my body from the wind, and I was always trying just to find you. When I took the freeway to the canyon, so many things come so slow to me. I build them up just to watch them fall. Now that they're gone, I can't believe they were ever that close at all. Just like a dream now.
I went down to Houston and I stopped in San Antonio. I passed up the station for the bus. Was trying to find me something, but I wasn't sure just what. Then I ended up with pockets full of dust. So I went on to Cleveland and I ended up insane. I bought a borrowed suit and learned to dance. And I was spending money like the way it likes to rain. Lord, I ended up with pockets full of game. Oh, my sweet Carolina. What compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition. May you one day carry me. I've gambled up my life, building newsprint boats. I raced to sewer mains. Was trying to find me something, but wasn't sure just what. Funny how they say that some things never change. Oh, my sweet. What compels me to go? Oh, my sweet disposition. May you one day carry me home. Like things closing in. The sunset's just my lap all burning out. I miss Kentucky and I miss my family. All the sweetest winds blow across the south. Oh, my sweet. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is my favorite part of every evening that we play. It's the evening joke with John Graboff.
Yes. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Jesus Christ. It's like an airport in here.
Sorry about that, fellas. I got carried away. No, that's not the joke. The joke is coming right up. Short one or long one tonight? Long one? Okay.
Yeah, give it up.
All right, all right. So a guy's walking to work one day. He's walking down to the subway. And he passes a pet store, and there's a parrot on a perch out front. And as he walks by, the parrot goes, "Hey, jackass!" And the guy goes, he realizes it's a parrot. He gives the parrot the eye, and the parrot gives him the eye back. So he gets down to the subway station and goes to work. Next day, he's walking by pet shop on his way to work. Parrot's out there, walks by. Parrot goes, "Hey, jackass!" Thank you. Come on, come on. Try to hang with me here for a little bit. Gives the parrot a look. Parrot gives him a look back. He goes, "Ah, hell with it." So he goes to work. Next day, he walks by, walks by the pet shop. And the parrot looks at him and goes, "Hey, jackass!" Hang on there. Hang in there. It's not done yet. So he walks in the pet shop to complain about this rather rude parrot this guy has out front. And he gives the guy, the owner, his opinion. Owner says, "Sorry, mister, I'll take care of it. I know it's the parrot's a little out of control sometimes. I'll take care of it." Okay, very well. So he leaves and he goes home. And next day he's going to work. He passes the parrot. Parrot's just glaring at him. Guy looks at the parrot and goes, "Yeah?" Parrot goes, "You know what you are."
All right.
And that was the evening joke with John Graboff.
Woo!
He just made that up on the spot. Pretty amazing.
I do what I can. I do what I can. Whatever it takes to get the job done. Did you like that one, Ryan? You like that one?
Did I like it?
Yeah, did you like that one?
I love them all. I wish they would never end.
we can work on that.
No, it's okay. That guy was waiting all night to say something just really mean. And no, it's totally cool. No, because like we will suppress no opinions and stuff. And the rock gig, right? So he comes and then John goes, does this great joke and he has all this charisma and we're just a bunch of knuckleheads up here and the guy, like, it's really just his way of saying that he liked it. To go, "Don't quit your day job." Because inside there's no way that he wasn't appreciative. It just came out wrong. You know what I mean? It's okay. Because he wouldn't have come. That's what I have to think that or I would quit.
Hey, wait a minute, I'm confused. I am at my day job.
Y'all, Peanut is acting up.
Really?
He was going, "Burr." I was trying to play a solo, not that I could play one, and it started going, "Burr."
Maybe it's cold.
Maybe.
I don't know.
It's all a burr. Oh, the guy just got mad that we were continuing to speak. You should probably get used to it.
Yeah, sorry, dude.
It's probably because his first show. Are total professionals up here. I mean, the whole show. I mean, even what I'm saying right now is staged. Even the guy that just got mad that we were continuing to be sort of normal, like, you know what I mean? There's no flames or dancers. That's a recession thing. And but he was like, "Kurt, don't talk." You hear him? He's grumpy, but he doesn't know that even that guy, because I'm a part-time hypnotist, is I hypnotized him at the diner and said, "You will come and complain," to create further dialogue.
Part-time
he doesn't even know.
Hypnotist.
He is the Gene Simmons of our band. When he makes a solo record, it's going to be called Asshole. And he'll co-write a song with Dylan. We love that guy.
Let's hear it for that guy.
Yeah.
You know who he is.
You know who he is.
What an amazing part of the show. This is a love song for you.